Well, we've been a good while with the Miller's book.
Yes, maybe we should put it down for a while.
Shall I tell you my secret for forgetting about problems and getting away from it all?
Go on.
I go out for a walk. Being in the Empordà is a privilege, and we should take advantage of it. The Empordà is more than a landscape. It's a personality. And the wheat, the flour, and the bread that's made here are full of that personality. From Cap de Creus, where the north wind blows your problems away, to the home oak woods of the Albera Natural Reserve, and from the top of the castle of Montgrie, with the Basse-Terre Plain and the Medes Islands in the background, rising up like a squadron of pirate ships, to the natural park of the Empordà wetlands, right on our doorstep. Maybe we could go and stretch our legs for a while and go as far as the Courtelette Lake. What do you think?
Yes, let's go for a walk. But before we go, one last question for you. If every miller wrote things in this book, what did you write?
Let's see. Look, I wrote some day-to-day things. And look, I put this inside.
An entrance ticket for La Farinera Eco Museum?
In 1996, La Farinera was bought by Castello d'Ampurias Town Council to turn it into an eco museum that would raise awareness of this wonderful region. The first time I went, I kept the ticket to put it in the Miller's book.
What a lovely thing to do. Grandad, look. At the end of the book, there are still some blank pages. I've had an idea. What do you think if we take the book to the Eco Museum and leave it there, so that visitors can write their impressions of La Farinera down in it?
That's a great idea. As I've already said, I have lots of happy memories of La Farinera. Now it's time for you to enjoy it.